John had troubles of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. He tried a half a dozen times to give the cat away, but the cat loved his master and he just wouldn't stay. The cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. A farmer said he'd kill the cat and he would never fail. He loaded up his shotgun with dynamite and nails. He waited on the corner for the cat to come around. About a half a dozen pieces of the man was all he found. But the cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. Let me see if I can pick one, Richard. In a balloon, he says, will you give him to the man in the moon? That balloon burst open and everybody said, about 90 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. Then he gave him to a preacher who was going out west. He says, will you give him to the one he loves the best? The train went around a curve and struck a broken rail. The cat was the only one left to tell the tale. The cat came back, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause they couldn't stay away. Now here's the final time. He gave him to a hunter who had traveled far and near. He says, will you leave him to the man of the blur? When the ship returned, there arose one cheer. The cat's feet were the very first to touch the pier. The cat came back, the cat came back. He thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he couldn't stay away. That cat wasn't going to stay nowhere except with Uncle John. I guess if we had to pick a favorite song that Merle and I played, it would have to be Summertime, Richard. The most of the... Now stay right there, will you? Talk good to it and it'll mind me. Summertime is a Gershwin tune. I think of it as a Gershwin tune. I think someone else besides Ira and George had a hand in this, Richard, but I can't never remember his name. I don't know. Anyway, think of a picture of an elderly black blues singing lady that was hired by the young couple to tend to the baby while they, on Friday or Saturday evening, went out and had a good time on the town with some friends and all that good stuff. And she puts blues into this song on the stage, in the stage play Porgy and Bess, as she sings it. And it's a kind of a lullaby, but a bluesy one.